reasons that I've decided not to go back into core funding are numerous. Number one, I am not a partner to the government. They refer to me consistently as a partner. Partner implies that there's negotiation and discussion. That doesn't happen. I'm set up signing a contract that I haven't seen the terms and conditions of. We're stuck in a fee freeze. There's a number of situations coming up in the next year with auto-enrollment, increase in paid sick days. I have 30 staff that need to be provided for. Those are some of the reasons. I mean, there are a number of other reasons that I can go on with as well.
Ultimately, Sandra, you feel that the core funding that's been provided by the government isn't really doing what it's supposed to be doing. Would that be fair
to
say?
It's not doing it. It's not doing it for smaller services. It's not doing it for more individual providers. If you're a larger service, then you may be okay. But at the moment, for smaller services, no, it's not working.
And what differences would you like to see in the core funding that would make it a more sustainable and more appropriate way for support to be given out to creches and childcare providers?
Well, the first thing I would like to see is that the word partnership actually represents what happens, that there's actual meaningful discussion and that a provider's concerns are at least listened to properly and taken on board. I also don't want to be given a contract to sign and then 3 months later to be given the terms and conditions of that contract. That's completely unacceptable. This funding amount that's been given needs to be increased to reflect the costs that are being presented. The charge of accounts situation that they're asking for needs to be reviewed and changed around to make it more effective.
You've obviously decided not to opt into the core funding this year. What position will that leave you in now? Obviously, you've had to put your fees up. What other ways will this affect you as well?
It actually affects me positively in every other way except for the fee increase. It means that I take back control of my business. It means that I am feeling a lot more confident about providing 30 jobs for my staff next year, about meeting things like auto-enrollment and increased sick days. And I don't have the stress and worry of wondering what's coming down the line constantly.
Will an increase in fees be a deterrent, do you think, to parents who are looking to get a child into a creche or a childcare provider? Will that be detrimental in that view, do you think?
Sorry to say, but yes, for some parents it may cause issues. But the other option I had was there to be no happy days or to increase the fees. So unfortunately, there may be one or two parents who won't be able to meet the new fee. But I can't do anything about that.
You certainly feel like your hands are very much tied in this situation.
Yes, very much tied.